An Indiana man was locked up for selling a few hundred dollars worth of drugs, and police took his $40,000 Range Rover. The Supreme Court unanimously says that violates the Eighth Amendment.
This is totally disproportionate.
Dan Albin is an attorney who helped change the forfeiture system in Philadelphia, and he says the ruling is a huge win for due process.
So it's not going to stop all forfeitures, but it will stop those where maybe what's been seized and what's being forfeited is much more valuable than the maximum potential fine for a low-level offense.
He says going forward, the federal law applies to all states. Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio.